Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Difficult financial situation, and that is not good news for their customers. We'll find out more about that coming up here tonight. It is Ian,
the Peakless Mountain there,
and the Captain.
And you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Also, I know, Peakless, you had wanted to talk about the naked people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Not so much the naked people as the controversy surrounding it.
Okay, well, we'll definitely get into that here. But first, we have someone I definitely don't want to see naked. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to the radio, and I heard it mentioned,
You don't smoke cigarettes, right?
No, I don't know. Sometimes, you know what? We have a fire up by the house.
Ooh.
Coming down. There's a natural fire, so that's what I'm coughing up.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, New Mexico, we got a fire. So, so the Viagra was originally a diabetic medication, believe it or not. I was shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I don't remember if it was a diabetic thing, but that they were developing something else, and somehow somebody figured out that this thing will do another thing that they didn't intend it to do.
A side effect.
Yeah.
Let's make that the effect, shall we? Because that's the difference between effect and side effect is
correct.
Marketing.
The one they advertise. Mm-hmm.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the original design was to promote blood circulation and therefore
it
helps diabetes.
Yeah,
and it supports the blood down there, you know, for that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What made you interested in this, Sarah?
Well, you know, I've always been looking at, like, diabetes, like I mentioned.
Okay.
Like 12.5 people just in New Mexico are diabetic.
Are you diabetic? So, like, is that why you're particularly interested?
No, I had family.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother died from diabetes, kidney failure, and I have diabetes that run in my family. So I've always been looking at natural things.
Have you been thinking about taking some Viagra to help with your diabetic potential?
Well, you know, the reason I called is because of the why. People always like, well, why does blood circulation help with diabetes? And that is my question.
I cannot answer it. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but there has to be some kind of a link.
Why does what help with diabetes?
Blood circulation?
Oh,
yeah, blood circulation.
Let's see if I can remember this one. Yeah, so there's this balance between your blood sugar and your what do they take to
insulin?
Yes, insulin. So there's your insulin blood sugar mix, and if it goes too far in one direction, then it causes problems for large blood vessels, and if it goes too far in the other direction, then it causes problems for small blood vessels. And with enough problems to small blood vessels, you can end up, say, losing a foot.
Yikes.
Okay, so then the blood circulation, like we're back to the Viagra, where it circulates the blood, then it saves the small blood vessels that when the sugar drops, that's what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
It helps that. And then they found out that the men's down there got a lot of blood circulation and helps them out. And so that's what the medication is used for now.
There you go. Learn something new every day. I bet a lot of people don't know that about that particular medication. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
It's hard to know all that.
Now, that apparently wasn't a problem.
Did that.
That apparently wasn't a problem at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, despite all of the people on the internet insisting that the naked people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival were engorged.
Aroused.
Right?
Sorry aroused. To be the millennial here, but yeah. Pictures or it didn't happen.
It didn't happen as far as I'm concerned. But yet the these internet conservatives who want you to believe that they care about freedom are making a big stink online right now. In the last couple of weeks since the Porcupine Freedom Festival wrapped up, and in the weeks running up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it has not stopped the complaining about the fact that there were
squeaky
some
wheel
people.
Syndrome completely. Like, I was there the entire time. I was wandering around. I was having a great time.
How many naked people did
zero.
You see?
Zero. Well, no, that's not true. That's not true.
You did see one?
I saw several topless people.
Okay.
At the Free Talk Live site during...
Females,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because most people don't get all upset about topless males. For whatever reason, that's not offensive.
Yeah.
But a topless female, God, hide the children.
Saw probably 100 of those, right? You know,
they 100
hot
of
out,
them?
Hot, topless males.
Yeah,
Hot out, dudes take their shirts off,
Whatever.
They're playing frisbee and throwing the ball to their dog or whatever, right? So, like, there was a bunch of that.
No one was hiding their children from the topless males, right?
And no one was hiding their children from the topless females either.
Oh, they're abusive, according to these conservatives.
Yeah, this is squeaky wheel syndrome, right? It's people who weren't even there.
There were some who were there that are complaining about it.
But it's still like, it's such a minor portion of the festival, such a minor thing for anybody to really even be like, you know, getting their panties in a bunch about it.
Like, acting like it's the biggest
thing. It's completely irrelevant.
Well, and you'll notice, they didn't get their panties in a bunch during the festival.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They had better things to do.
Great point.
But now that the festival's over, now everyone wants to get their panties in a bunch about this.
I want to complain. You want to complain.
Upon reflection, I am upset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, these are essentially conservatives that are, whether they're libertarian conservatives or not, these are essentially conservatives that are arguing about this.
Yes.
Or that are arguing against people's liberty to go about without clothing. Now, stop me. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Snowflake conservative.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. So you are being compelled to wear a garment that you do not want to wear. Gee, it's almost as if the conservatives were recently being compelled to wear a garment over a particular part of their body that they didn't want to wear, and they knew obviously the truth of that, this being my body, I get to determine what to put on it.
My body, my choice. It was very refreshing to hear the conservatives talking about that during that time frame.
Yeah. And at that time, they caught a lot of flack if they ever compared it to the article of clothing that was forced upon the Jewish population in Germany during the Nazi reign. Now, they caught a lot of
flack yellow star?
If they compared the yellow star to the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are again.
Mm.
When the shoe's on the other foot, they have no problem compelling people by force, by violence, by threat, if necessary, to wear clothing that they want them to wear.
And, and those of us who are liberty-minded people knew this was the case. Okay, when it was in the midst of COVID and they were having gatherings out of the state house or out in front of the governor's house here in New Hampshire, protests were going on.
Yep.
When I attended those gatherings, it was very clear that the bulk of the people attending this were like Trump conservative types.
Very clear.
There were some libertarians who were there, a good chunk were libertarians, but I would say the bulk of them were Trumpers.
I would tend to agree with you, but I only say that because people brought signs and stuff like that. So I don't, like, was it because there was a bunch of signs and, like, a few Trump hats that I think the majority of them were?
There was Trump flags, there was Trump hats.
Right, but I didn't
see... People driving by Trump trucks.
I didn't see libertarians hoisting libertarian flags or wearing, you know, libertarian t-shirts, not in like a uniform way, you know what I mean? Not like the Trumpers did.
Well, right, because libertarians are more independently minded and less likely to fall underneath some particular politician.
I'm trying to not allow myself to fall into the, well, it seemed like a majority of the people at X were this way just because they had more signs and bells and stuff. I remember the
I spoke with some of them, too. I mean,
we went to Concord, one of the first protests that I went to since I moved here, and there was the guy driving around in the Trump truck.
Yeah.
Remember this overly decorated red, white, and blue thing and bells and whistles and big flag.
Flags,
does that mean a majority of the people at the protest were Trumpers? No, it just means this one loud guy with a big-ass monster truck was making a lot of noise.
Yeah. Well, if it serves the narrative to say that it was a bunch of Trumpers, then all of a sudden it was a bunch of Trumpers in the same way that having a peace protest, that was obviously a bunch of Russians and Russian lovers and Russian agents.
But that's my problem with this particular portion of statism. Mm. When somebody is supporting their candidate or their chosen leader, right, what it does is it gives a false sense of what is to everybody else that observes the thing. So what could have otherwise been a majority of libertarian people joining a protest is now categorized as a Trumpers protest because they got big signs and they got flags and all that kind of stuff. It gives other people a false sense of what is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, having been to these protests and talked to a number of the participants, by no means did I talk to the majority of the participants, but it definitely was right-wing people that were, in my opinion, the bulk of these anti-COVID or whatever you want to call them, anti-lockdown, anti-mask kind of protests. If you were to observe the speakers at these events, then you would have heard mostly kind of right-winger types up on the stage. So it definitely had a certain flavor to it. And I think that there are certain libertarians who get all, I don't know what the right word is, confused or tricked, or they fall under the spell of these conservatives, and they say, oh, wow, conservatives, they believe in liberty. Oh, look, they're supporting the libertarian position on bodily freedom. Oh, welcome, conservatives, welcome. And I knew better than that. I knew that these people only wanted the freedom for themselves in this particular area. They didn't believe in ending the war on drugs. They didn't believe in, abortion freedom. They didn't believe, you fill in the blank, whatever other bodily freedoms we're talking about. But they got this one issue, so fine. I'm happy to go out and work with these people. I'm happy to work with anybody, whether it's working with progressives or
conservatives. You should be able to choose your medical treatment. Oddly, what if I want cannabis? Not that medical treatment!
Oddly, it works on an issue basis. Right? Yeah. An individual issue basis, you can do some work with conservatives or even Democrats for that matter.
Absolutely.
Depending on the issue. Mm-hmm. But to get either the liberals or the conservatives to agree on the position of freedom is where the difficulty really lies, because they cannot agree. They are diametrically opposed to each other. It's almost like an arch enemy kind of a thing.
They just don't get it. And I'm not saying that they couldn't get it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to help them get it. Like, these are where going to these events can help these people. Having conversations with these people can help them, where you can draw a parallel to say, look, you support bodily freedom here. Maybe you could also see why bodily freedom is important over here.
Right.
And have conversations with them individually, or, speak from a stage and try to influence them in a certain direction.
Well, and another parallel that I think is very important that I'd like to draw here. So the argument that people had against nudity is, what if my children see it?
It's always the children.
Okay, let's think about this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have this thing, genitals in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's okay that you have them, but you need to tuck that away so that my children don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about my gun? Oh, well, it's okay if you have it, but you better not let anyone see it. Is that okay? Is that acceptable behavior? Is that liberty?
Yeah. No.
That doesn't sound like liberty to me.
And they would see the gun point.
And I gotta say, there is more inherent violence in a gun than inherent sexuality in nudity. And
they won't agree with you there.
And I gotta tell you, sex is kind of less dangerous than violence.
No doubt about it.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, you won't get any disagreement, I don't think, in this room, but these conservatives, they truly believe that the sight of a naked person, or even the sight of a topless woman, apparently, which doesn't even involve genitals,
when they go to
is going to corrupt their children and turn them gay or something. I'm not sure what it is they think is going to happen.
When these people that you're talking about who believe this, when they take their children to, I don't know, a museum, for example, and you see the, you know, the Greek statue
right,
of the guy with the genitals hanging out, like, do they make the statue cover up before they take their kids into the museum?
There was actually a conservative in, the George Bush administration? I think it was John Ashcroft, if I recall correctly, who actually had a sash fashioned for, I don't know if it was Lady Liberty or Justice, or one of, they had some naked statue or half-naked statue, and he actually demanded that they put some sort of sash over her breasts.
That is so
dumb. These people are really ethically that dumb. Crazy.
I kind of want to send these people pictures of nipples, and I won't tell them which gender the nipple came from.
Ooh, okay.
And ask them, should this be censored?
Yeah. I think that's been done online before, too. That's a good one.
But honestly, like, this is really simple stuff, guys. Like, my body is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but mine is mine, yours is yours, including my body, including my weapon, including my reproductive organs.
Well, you're just a groomer. Get the wood chipper.
Get the wood chipper.
That's literally what they do. I posted a picture that Karlyn Borshenko took at the Naked Olympics, which was a very silly event.
Right.
For listeners that are not familiar with this, it was my first year witnessing portion. We had to go because we had something else to do, but we watched the first thing where they had like a Nerf bow and arrow, very, you know, useless kind of bow and arrow. You can't really aim it for much at all, but the goal was to hit a target that wasn't very far away. They were having a very difficult time doing this, and there were a lot of people there watching this happen. They later had like a race of some sort of distance, short distance run, and Karlyn had taken a photograph of this race from behind, as the racers were of a good distance away. It's like you could see some butt crack, but that was about it in this.
I've seen the photo.
Yeah. Full frontal.
No full frontals.
Yeah,
in
your
this
description is
case.
Accurate.
And boy, the conservative responses to this were unbelievable. And it was just like they see some naked person running through a field and they instantly think, my child is threatened by this this person, by these people. They were waving their units in front of children. They were trying to molest everyone's kids. And it's like, where do you get this from?
I don't think that's what it is at all.
It's projection.
I think that this is just pure tribalistic flag waving. So they are on Team Conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, Team Conservative is making a big, big bugaboo about the LGBT threat to our children.
Uh-huh.
So every time that they get a chance to virtue signal about the big gay threat to children, they're going to make a whole to-do about it. And you can see that because they didn't say anything while it was happening. They didn't say anything when it could have stopped. No, they said it after they had nothing better to do than virtue signal.
Well, because most of them weren't there.
About being conservative.
Yeah, most of them weren't even at the festival because some of them got their panties in a wad in advance, not so much about the naked people, but about the potential for there being a drag queen walking around, which they also believed that if their child saw a drag queen walking down one of the aisles at Porkfest to go and get some pizza from Little Zoe's Pizza, waiting in line to feed themselves, that their child would turn gay or be turned into a drag queen by simply seeing one of them.
No, I think that this is classic religious projection. I don't have factual evidence. I only have experience with counseling abused children because I was one of them. And like a lot of the ones that I counseled came from Christian conservative families, right? Whether they were molested or whether they were beaten or whatever, like the child abuse is strong in the conservative community, or at least in my experience it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it is. It's not fair to lay this all at the feet of religion. Somebody did call in actually one night. Unfortunately, it was like right at the show end, so we didn't get him on the air. But
I'm not trying to like bag on all Christians. I'm just saying that in my experience, that's these children came from these types of homes.
He informed me of the Garden of Eden Church based in Florida, apparently, at Lake Como Nudist Resort, where there are apparently a group of Christians who are like, no, you were born this way. Christ, you know, God made you this way, and you're not supposed to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, that's the truly ironic part of this, is that, like, okay, so for example, Judaism makes no such bugaboo about nudity and about sexuality being horrible.
Right, where did it come from?
Christianity, honestly, it came from the Roman traditions of sun god worship is where this originally came from. And the fact of the matter is that we've reached the point where they honestly treat their genitals as if they are a deity. Now think about it. What do you do with the Ark of the Covenant, the earthly presence
of God?
That's
what I named my genitals, by the way. Ark of the Covenant.
Nice. So the earthly presence of God. Well, we're going to put that in this room. And there's going to be a separation there. And then we're going to put that room in this room. And there's going to be a separation there. And then there's going to be the rest of the world. So now what have you done with your genitals? You've put them behind your underwear, and then you've put your underwear behind your pants. And it's a little bit risque, a little bit lewd to go commando by only having it in the holy and not in the holy of holies, where it is to be worshipped properly and only seen by those who are authorized, being your wife or husband in that case. This is religious, and it's not even Christian. Like, these people are being pagans about this.
I mean, like, I don't know about you guys, when I was going to public school, particularly in gym class, they had the group shower, right? Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, me running around with a bunch of other naked dudes in the shower, like, after gym class. Was that somehow evil? Or was I being molested? No. We were getting unstinky after we worked out.
Right.
The sin that, this is from the Garden of Eden Church website, gardenofedenchurch.org, the sin that Adam and Eve committed was not being naked. The sin they committed was to eat of the tree that God told them not to. By doing this, they gained knowledge which included shame. Also, under the precepts of sin and the divinity of God, who is holy, sin cannot be in the presence of God. So if this is true, then being naked cannot possibly be a sin, for Adam and Eve were both in the presence of God when nude. It is God's design to be nude, and the sin is to call something good that God did, not define good, i.e., quote, to call clothing good when God did not make clothing before nudity.
Yeah, and this is the result of having screwed up. Like, Adam and Eve did the one thing they were commanded not to do, the one thing they were not supposed to do, and the result of that was that not that God clothed them. No, they put clothes on themselves as a result of having defied the rule of God. So if anything, you are repeating and glorifying the fall of mankind. And you are preventing anyone from ceasing the glorification of mankind's fall from grace.
Indeed. If you are a conservative type and you want to respond, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We continue here. And coming up, Beard Talk Live is on the way in about an hour. We'll tell you more about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yeah. USA News update. Six people are dead after a fiery plane crash early Saturday morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. Fire crews said when they arrived, the Cessna C-550 was fully engulfed in flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. The Biden administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
It's a difficult decision. It's a decision we deferred. It's a decision that required a real hard look at the potential harm to civilians.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defending the move, arguing the munitions are critical for Ukraine to defend its territory against Russian forces. House Republicans are demanding a briefing from the Secret Service on the White House cocaine discovery. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer wants the briefing by next week to investigate security procedures. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Policy to allow, to tolerate people who want to be naked on their own campsites.
Like, I dress conservatively, right? I'm not going to go around, you know, naked, right? It's my choice, right? That's how I choose to live my life. I'm not going to deny anyone to run around naked if they want to.
Would you shield your eyes if somebody else were naked?
It depends on the ugliness of the situation, right? Like we were talking about shame, and like I'm a fat dude, right? I got a belly, right? Mm. I think fat is ugly, right? Mm. And so I don't want to see other people's ugliness, and then therefore I don't want other people to see my ugliness, right? So I put a shirt on and I keep it on.
Yeah,
right. It's just, you know, my way of being. However, if somebody wants to have their shirt off, somebody wants to run around, whatever, man. Like, why should I care? Why should this affect me in any way? Why? Like, it doesn't.
Well, what if you had children?
What
See,
if?
That's the only thing. Some of these people that are complaining, they're saying, like, it's fine for adults, but there's kids around.
Do you remember the first time you saw other naked people?
Like, in real life? Or
in a Playboy magazine? For me, it was the swimming pool, right? Because they had the men's area and the women's area. They segregated you by sex, by gender.
This is in Wisconsin?
By genitalia, yeah.
And it was the public swimming pool, so everybody would go into the locker room or whatever it was and get naked, put on their swim trunks, put all their regular clothes in a bin or a locker or whatever, and then go swimming. Right. And then the reverse would happen. And so these weren't very well, visually insulated places, you know. And so,
you walk through the locker room, you're seeing
naked
guys
all over the place. Okay. Right. You know, butts, you know, chests, heads, tails, feet, whatever. Right.
Tails.
Right. It had no effect on, I remember it going oh, this is what other men's genitalia looks like. And that was it. That was my only thought about the situation. I just went about. I was excited to go swimming, right? You know?
Yeah,
I got to get my trunks on and jump in the pool.
You're not
man.
Standing there staring.
I'm not. Yeah. I have no, I had no trauma.
My innocence.
I had no trauma. Innocence. Yeah, my innocence didn't evaporate as a result, you know, and that kind of a thing. So, I don't get what the giant apprehension is about children seeing naked people. Now, it's a whole different story.
Before you go on, I've asked this question.
Yeah.
Of these people who are getting all upset about this, my children. Okay, so what's the problem? Why, as a parent, can you not just have a conversation and just simply explain, this is a naked person, and we don't do that in our family, Johnny, because blah, 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 or whatever, right? What's the big deal? And the response is always, you don't have children, so you wouldn't understand. There's never an explanation.
It's the same thing they say about cuss words. Right. If you're out in a public place and you're all effity, FFF and FFF, FF, MRFers.
The children.
Right. Yeah. That's the same people are going to say that. And show me evidence that the cuss words have harmed your children or your property in some way. There isn't any. It's all just
show me evidence that your kid at age whatever hasn't already heard it.
Right. Or said it.
Come on.
Right.
I knew them in third grade in the 1980s, and I didn't have the internet back then, right?
Well, and let me translate that response. Well, you don't have children, so you wouldn't understand.
Right.
What that means is my reasons are purely emotional. Hmm. They do not have any rationale behind them, which is why I am unable to articulate any rational argument.
Excellent translation.
Yeah.
And somebody,
if you had children, you would probably have the same irrational, emotional response to this that I do.
I just don't think that would be the case.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of people in the world with children who are okay with their children seeing the human form.
Like the people at this Garden of Eden church. They've got a page here that's got some quotes. Here's one from an article at Evocative where they say it wasn't long ago that nudity was accepted in America. The YMCA, apparently, which stands for Young Men's Christian Association, if I recall correctly, used to have mandatory nude swimming because it was supposedly more sanitary that way. Your fathers and or grandfathers might have swum nude without a care. Many past presidents and founding fathers swam nude and even enjoyed nude recreation. In biblical times, they say, nudity was common. Many people then only had one set of clothes, which were handmade and expensive. So men and women worked nude. The apostles fished nude. Jesus probably washed their feet nude and was probably crucified nude. Adam and Eve were created by God naked and unashamed. But in one generation, nudity became taboo. How? And I suspect there's a whole article.
Disagree with the mandatory nude swimming.
Well, you didn't have to join the YMCA then.
Right. I understand. But anything mandatory, I just don't like.
Okay.
Well, it was mandatory for their property.
Yeah.
Which is how things
should
be.
You want to use their pool?
Yeah.
You take your clothes off.
And here's the thing. Look, I get it. The nudists want to be naked. The anti-nudists don't want anyone naked around. We actually know the solution to this. It's exactly the same solution as all the other things that libertarians disagree about.
More freedom for everyone?
What do you do with I think that life begins at conception. Well, I think that life begins at birth. Okay, whether someone's a murderer or not is a pretty important distinction.
Yeah.
We have the solution. We've had it for a really long time. You go over here.
We'll go over there.
You go over there. Now,
and that's what needs to happen with the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And we have that. You're okay, if you are okay and you're not going to go, my eyeballs, then stay up, go down the hill. if you're okay with nudity. If you're not okay with nudity, if you want to keep your kids from the nudity, stay up the hill.
That's not good enough because they don't, you know, the kids are going to run around. They're going to run over other places. Somebody who's naked might be not down the hill. They might be up the hill at, like, the Free Talk Live tent where there were topless women. And we were a body-friendly or body-freedom-friendly site, and there were multiple sites in the rest of the campground that had they'd gotten these signs, and they'd posted the signage.
The BFF, body-freedom-friendly,
signs to let people know, hey, if you want to be topless or completely naked on our campsite, you're welcome to do so. And as it turned out, the rules of the Porcupine Freedom Festival did not prohibit people from being naked on their own website or their own campsite.
If you read the EULA, the terms and conditions of buying your Porkfest ticket, it actually says in there you may encounter people who are naked.
Right. So if you are a conservative person and you cannot simply just abide people just being who they are, which could include not being clothed in the same 11-acre park as you, then you shouldn't be there. And you should start your own festival. Where you can have all
conservative fest.
Yeah, Square Fest is what I've said. That's what I was calling it online, and somebody actually registered a Twitter account called Square Fest 2024.
It's gonna happen.
I think it's a parody, but it's acting very serious about itself.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I just want to go camping without. Guess where you can do that? All of Earth.
Yeah. Every other campground, every other festival, every other week
that Rogers Campground is open, there's probably not nudists going to be there. I want to go to Dana. She's on the line here, wants to talk about this topic with us, calling from Grand Rapids. Go ahead, Dana.
Guys, this is the second Saturday that in a row that you talked about this. First of all, I just heard someone say it was pre-printed on the ticket, you may encounter nudity. I was not aware of that, but the reason why I called in is a couple of things. Ian, you said that all these Trump people, I kept hearing these people, these conservatives, these Christians, these Trump supporters, they're libertarian when it came to no masks and no lockdowns and kids back in school, whatever, but they're not libertarian when it comes, you know, goes all the way. Mm-hmm. You can be, you guys, all three of you have completely missed the point. And I'm really disappointed that you have, because usually you guys have a lot of foresight. You can be a libertarian in certain, it can be circumstantial. Certain things you can be libertarian, other things conservative, maybe other things.
You can be however you want to be. Just don't come to Porkfest.
Yeah, I'm sure there was something that Stalin was libertarian on.
but that doesn't make him a libertarian.
Right.
I did not know that it was pre-printed on the ticket. So that just came out. I just heard that for the first time. I did not hear that last week.
It's part of the agreement. To be fair, it was not printed on the ticket, but as you bought the ticket online, there's, you know, much like any
terms of service,
everybody just scrolls past it and clicks, I accept.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. That's their problem.
People need to... No, let me finish, because you guys talked for 3 hours. Now, let the callers say something. The other thing that bothered me, so I have libertarian leanings. There are some things I'm very libertarian on, but there are things I'm conservative
on. Okay, what about naked people? Let's hear about what you think about that.
Okay, now I want to say about naked people. So you guys are talking about... what Christians believe. Well, one of the things that anybody who claims to be a Christian, there are 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit and 12 joys. One of the joys of the Holy Spirit is modesty. And if you guys would think this through, how the hell does running around with your boobies out or the man parts out, how does that further your cause?
Do you know the difference between modesty and shame?
Can I finish?
No, not if we have a question.
You don't know that that's shame, that they're feeling. You're assuming that because all you guys have done is put words in their mouth. You're not asking
anyone.
Well,
hold on. You asked the question, how does this further liberty? And I think that's a very valid question. And I got to tell you, that's actually one of the things that shows you that you are free. In the same way as I see people open carrying. And that shows me that they have the freedom to do that. And sure, it can be very shocking to people. And some people, that's very, very upsetting to. But they have a right to. And the fact that they're doing it shows the freedom.
Stop right there. Now, they have a right to. And conservatives know that they, too, can be free and go naked. But what you can do and what you should do are two different things. You guys are going to lose more people with that attitude. You do not need to be
frankly,
crazy
we have
naked.
Enough conservatives
you
at this point.
You do not need to be naked to show that you're free. That's not
we don't
what
need
freedom
those
is.
People. I just want to make sure we're clear on something. This is the same argument that is being made online as well. We're not going to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Great.
Sweet.
Great. There's too many people at the Porcupine. It has grown beyond its bounds. They had to shut down the water this year. They couldn't.
For a long period of time.
Yeah, the campground couldn't handle it. It would be wonderful if a couple hundred conservatives didn't show up next year. So we don't need you at our festival.
That's a whole different topic.
And you're right. You don't need to do this to show you're free, but this works to show that you're free.
Showing you're free. No, you can be totally clothed and be free. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's more of an intellectual that can be totally clothed.
Oh, so you're smarter because you've got clothes on is what you're saying?
It doesn't take a high IQ to go naked, Ian.
I bet you if you had a conversation with these people at the naked tent, you would find out that there are very intelligent men and women there.
I got to tell you, the nudists that I've spoken to have almost always been very, very smart.
How smart are you to take your clothes off? Anybody can do that. You go to the bathroom,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, anybody can do lots of things that are liberty.
You want people to just go to the bathroom all over the place?
Okay, so you're insulting. You're being very insulting to these people here, but you haven't actually given us any kind of reason why it's wrong. Why is it wrong?
I told you, one of them from a Christian standpoint
because it's not
is
modest.
Modesty. Modesty is a joy of the Holy Spirit.
And that this does not indicate modesty. It could just as easily be shame.
That's not what this is about. It's about modesty.
Was Adam
it's
modest before the fall?
Shame.
Was Eve modest before the fall?
Adam was alone. He wasn't naked in front of anyone until Eve, and that was his partner. That was
okay.
His wife.
Were they modest?
How is that? How are two married people being immodest? Look, I don't know how you guys feel, but I personally, although I like a lot of things you say and I agree with a lot of stuff, I would think less of you.
How dare we say something you disagree with?
No, if you would think it's okay for anybody else to see your wife if you, and when you're married naked, how is that different?
First of all,
because there's nothing inherently sexual about the nude form.
Let's clarify something here, Dana.
Dana,
I just want to clarify something. Not one of us that I'm aware of was naked at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't believe any of our girlfriends or wives were naked at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And I'm not saying they were.
But if somebody wants to be naked, all of us in this studio, I think I can speak for all of us on this, support their right to do that. And I personally, Dana, doesn't sound like it.
I do, too.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it does not sound like you support our right to do that.
You're yelling and calling them stupid and saying that they're immodest.
No, you're misunderstanding. I support, if you want to shoot up heroin in your veins, you can do that to yourself. But when your rights, this is part of what this country was founded on, we have all these rights, but when your rights step on mine, that's where I draw the line.
How does somebody being naked step on you?
Because if there's kids present, I got a problem with that.
Why?
I have a question for Danny.
Okay, even if there's kids present, answer the question. How does that step on you?
I don't want my kids to be exposed to that until I'm ready to expose them.
And maybe I don't want you to say a thing, but you have a right to. And it doesn't step on me for you to say it.
I'm not going to. I don't disagree with any of the three of you.
What's going to happen to your children if you're at a beach and your kids see somebody naked at the beach? What's going to happen to them that you're so worried about?
You guys already said it while I was on hold. I would tell my child that's inappropriate. It's immoral to expose yourself like that to everyone else. There are certain things that are only that you keep to yourself. There are other things between a husband and a wife, because if we have no morals, you know what they say, tolerance. I wish I could claim this, and I've said this to you guys before, but it's been a couple years. It's worth repeating. It's from a 6th century BC philosopher. Tolerance is the last, oh, God, I forget that word. I always forget.
You're going to argue against tolerance, though, right?
That's while you're thinking about it, Dana.
No, tolerance.
Dana, I have a question.
The last thing of, I forget what the thing word is.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you let him ask his question while you think about it?
I have one very important question, Dana, that I want to ask you.
Dana's against tolerance. We get it, Dana. Captain has a question for you.
It's a yes or no question.
Go ahead.
Are you naked right now?
You bet I am.
Now, are you also moral?
I'm not naked right now. I'm in my car. And yes, I am a moral person.
Did you know that you can be naked and moral at the same time?
Absolutely. When I shower or if and
or
when
even
I
in public.
No.
What is immoral about being naked and walking down the street?
Because I already told you, modesty, if it comes from the Holy Spirit, if it's something given from a higher power, a supreme being.
But Dana, this is just you imposing your value about what you consider to be modest or immodest. It is just as legitimate. It is just an opinion.
I wish you
called
it earlier.
It's just as valid of an opinion for someone to say that wearing clothes is, in point of fact, immodest. That is the extravagant thing to do.
Yeah.
Nakedness is the natural state. It is the way you were born. Yep. There is nothing immodest about being nude. There is nothing extravagant about being nude. It's kind of boring, honestly. I mean, if you sit and thank you, Dana, for the call. I do appreciate you trying to explain more so than any other conservative ever bothered to do. But
and look, if the conservative libertarians really want to show up the pedophile elite and really want to fight them and really want to make them shake in their boots, I can tell you exactly how to do it on this topic. Shut up. Because what they really are terrified of is a unified libertarian population. Mm-hmm. When we stop nitpicking with each other and stop infighting and turn our attention to what actually matters. Because I'm not sure if you noticed we're in a war. And this doesn't matter. So how about when we're not being killed anymore? When we're not being threatened and thrown in prison for not harming anyone? How about after that, then we can have a conversation about how okay it is that somebody saw your dong?
Yeah, having witnessed the portion of the Naked Olympics, I mean, it's generally, I think the best word to describe it is silly, right? To see a bunch of naked people who mostly aren't like the most well-cut, chiseled, beautiful people. It's just naked people. Some of them are a little overweight. Some of them not so much. Some were in good shape. But it's just not sexy. It's not like, ooh, this is really hot, or anything like that. It's just some naked guys, one naked lady, and they were just doing things with, you know, bows and arrows and running through a field. I mean, there's nothing more innocent, and as a matter of fact, than what these people were doing.
Yeah, the biggest sexual organ in the human body is the brain.
Your brain is responsible for when you think something is hot or romantic or loving or sexual. So you have, believe it or not, the ability to control these things.
Right.
And you can decide whether or not something is or isn't bothersome to you or hot to you or romantic to you or whatever, right, based on your life.
I want to go to this caller here, calling from somewhere in Ocala, it looks like. You're on the air.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. What's up, everybody? My name's Granny. How are y'all doing tonight?
What up, Granny? Granny, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know. Wait, can I say the F's and the S's?
No, sir. No, this is a radio show. If you want to do that, okay. If you want to do that, you can call back in about 35 minutes.
No, I'm good. I've already waited 13 minutes, and I'll keep myself.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. You could do that if you wanted to wait another.
Yep. I mean,
you can talk now, and you can call back. Look, you can say something on the radio now without those words, and then if you want to express yourself a little more explicitly, you can call after 10:30 Eastern time to the very same number, and these guys will be on Beard Talk Live that starts at 10:30 Eastern, and you can get it only online at watch.freetalklive.com. But anyway, go ahead, Granny. What did you want to share?
Well, I was just calling in, and I kind of lost my train of thought because, again, it's been 13 minutes, and I would just like to say I'm also live as well. And
okay. Where are you live?
Twitch. Cool. I'm right here with you guys.
He rebroadcasts his calls to us or something.
Oh,
like
sweet.
That.
What's your Twitch channel? Go ahead and give it a plug.
Granny Loves Gittin' Without a G Band.
Okay, all right.
And, nice. Yeah, usually I would call in and mess with you. I had a topic, but then everybody started playing, like, Hitler stuff in the background, and, like, I was laughing and stuff.
Is this on your channel? Like, people that are watching you? Yeah, those trolls, those chat room trolls, man, they'll do that stuff.
No, it wasn't the trolls. It's my panel. I've also got you guys that, you know, do it with me. Like, I've completely lost my train of thought. This is what you guys in the biz would call a dead call.
Well,
this
that's what happens if you get. Did you get high before you called in the show?
No, but I have been drinking quite a bit.
Okay. Well, that's right. Doesn't Twitch, like, prohibit people from getting high on their video streams?
No, it just depends on your, on the state. Like, if it's legal in your state, you can absolutely get blasted.
That makes sense. All right. Well, very cool, man. I appreciate you dialing up here, and thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. And call in later if you want to. If you're still streaming at 10:30 Eastern time, we go internet only. It's Beard Talk Live. They take about a half-hour break. We got to push some buttons after the show and get the archives online and that sort of thing.
That guy, Granny, I think he called last week on Beard Talk Live and was telling us about he's rebroadcasting. But as he's rebroadcasting his call into us, he's watching his viewer count drop.
Well, I've actually got his channel pulled up here. I'm looking at his chat room. One of them says, these guys promote nudity and they're fully clothed. Well, I have participated in Topless Tuesdays on this show. I'll have you know.
That's true. And more importantly, we promote the freedom, shocker,
freedom
of being
choice. Yeah, exactly. Check him out later at 10:30 Eastern. Watch.freetalklive.com. You can tune in there. We do also have a Twitch channel if you guys prefer Twitch. It's LRN.fm, I think. If you go to video.lrn.fm, you can find the link to our Twitch there if you prefer that platform. We'll see you tomorrow. Otherwise, at freetalklive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call.
I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.